someone else. Forget about going on stage and giving a speech. I was, even in my school and college, if you ask most of my classmates, who was Ram, they may not even remember who I was. I was that faceless person sitting in one corner who would be just quiet during the class, and also would not make too many friends outside. This is the person that I was. Now, in my engineering college, and I would like to relate to this incident because it's funny as well as it's inspiring. I had this friend called Shabu Matthew. He was the exact opposite of me. He was the biggest extrovert that you can see. He would talk to anybody on the street, somebody that you never would have met before. So I happened to become friends with him because he lived in Thane, very close to where I was, and I did my engineering college in Pune. So we met when we were boarding a train at the Thane station, and we became friends. And it's very easy to become friends with Shabu Matthew. And I would accompany him to college. And right from the watchman, the security guard at the gate, he would have something to say to them. And they would know him by name. Every person you are in college, every person that you meet on the along the corridors, they seem to know who he was, and they had something to say to him, and he of course had something to say to them. And in all this, I was kind of invisible, even standing next to him. Nobody would even notice me because I was silent and I was not even contributing to that conversation. And believe me, at that age, the age of 18, 19, 20, of course, you want girls to also look at you. There are girls that you admire, you want to become friends with, and so on. And every girl in the college would know Shabu Matthew. And even though he would introduce me to some of them, the next conversation, they may not even know who I was. Okay, so this was how my engineering college days was. Okay, pretty silent and kind of a nobody, if I may call it. Nobody would know me, and that invisible person. But that friendship with Shabu Matthew made me realize that if I remain that invisible person, the world will not recognize me. The world will not know who I am. And that would mean that a lot of what I want to do will not happen, because the world is not there to take care of every person out there. You have to make the difference. You have to make that connections. So those 4 years that I spent with Shabu Matthew, he's still my one of my very good friends. Those made a difference to my life. So in engineering college, I didn't learn a lot of engineering. Okay, I learned about how I can be a different person. What is it that I need to do to make a life for myself? So interesting, because post my engineering, I did my mechanical engineering. I worked in that industry for maybe 4 or 5 years, and then I switched to IT. So all that learning, the academic part of it maybe did not really help me. But the fact that I met this individual and learned some life lessons, I think that is the learning that I got during my engineering days. Okay. So among all the things, so I'm not a person who hates something, okay? I may dislike something, but one thing if you ask me that borders on hatred is when I see people who do not respect someone else. And that includes not respecting time, for example. That is something I really, really hate, because time is something which I believe is the most precious resource that we have. And you know what? When we are in this we have this life. The life is not endless, right? There is a finiteness to our life, and it is the time which defines how much we are living. And if we don't respect time, I think that is something that makes my blood boil. And I am a stickler to time. Okay, if somebody says, okay, the meeting is at 10 o'clock, I have to be there 5 minutes before 10. irrespective of whether that person is there or not. And when I see the other person not respecting my time, believe me, that is what angers me. I'm not a very I'm not a person who gets angry too fast, but if I see that somebody is not respecting my time and not respecting theirs as well, I think that that is what something that I hate. And if I elaborate on this, respect for others. And in our country, the biggest problem that I see today, people talk about population and literacy and all that. I think the biggest challenge that our country has is people don't respect the others. Okay, everybody is self-centered. If I am in my car, I will find the fastest way out of it, even though by doing that I have caused a traffic jam behind. I don't care, right? This is something I really hate. If we can live for others, and there are so many good examples, even if we go abroad, we come back and say so many good things about that country, saying, okay, everybody was disciplined, they were all standing in a queue, they were entering the train, they were entering into a bus, one behind the other. Why can't we live that, bring that discipline back home? The moment I land at the airport and I take the first step out of the airport, I jump a signal. Okay, why do we have to do that? Why can't we be disciplined? Why can't we think of others? Right? And there are so many examples. The Japanese, for example, in the World Cup that happened, you had examples of Japanese going and cleaning that